In a world darkened by the fall, we all need light for our daily path. Psalm 119 tells us where to find that light. The psalmist says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The word, the Bible, gives us light, and that's good news. The good news of Jesus Christ is what we need each and every day. This is Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff of the Langley Canadian Reformed Church. It's great that you've joined us again this afternoon as we search the Scriptures together, having our path illuminated by God's Word. Here's your host this afternoon, Pastor Wes Bradenhoff.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to this Thursday edition of Gospel Talk. Glad that you've joined me. Before we get into today's subject, we're dealing with spiritual warfare this week. Before we get into that, I just want to mention that if you do have any questions about anything you hear on this program, or if you have any questions about the Bible in general or about Christian faith, you can feel free to let me know, and I'll do my best to try and answer those questions on the air. You can leave a comment at the Gospel Talk blog. We're on the internet at gospeltalkradio, all one word, .blogspot.com. gospeltalkradio.blogspot.com. You can leave a question or a comment there if you wish. Or you can also email me at gospeltalk@hotmail.com. Gospeltalk, again, all one word, @hotmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to be able to answer any questions that you may have about any anything that's on your mind with respect to the Christian faith or from the Word of God. So today on Gospel Talk, we're continuing with the subject of spiritual warfare, and we're looking especially at the key passage here from 1 Peter 5, verses 8 to 11. And here the Word of God says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." Well, as we've been looking at this passage this week, we've taken a look at the commands that are in this passage. Peter says, be sober, be vigilant, resist him, standing fast in the faith. We looked at those four commands. We've also looked at what this passage tells us about God and about ourselves and about the devil. And the interesting thing here in this passage is that this passage talks about struggling, a time for enduring suffering. It says, after you have suffered a little while. When is that? Well, that time is now. Right now, in this age, in this life, we have to contend with the prowling, roaring lion who wants us dead. That was true for the original readers of this letter, but it's true for us today too. Verse 10, when it says, after you have suffered a while, that's not referring to suffering in the sense of having bodily aches and pains. It's about suffering in the sense of having to struggle against sin, having to struggle against the effects of sin. It's about suffering in the sense of having this enemy who hates us and wants us dead. This kind of suffering will be there in the Christian life, in this world. And in the face of that suffering or that struggling, what do we have to do? We have to hold on to God's promises. And we do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we do that through God's grace alone. God's promise is that through Christ, he will make us complete. He will mend what is broken in the weakness of our earthly existence. God will make us completely strong and firm. Because of Christ and because of what he has done for us in his perfect life and in his suffering and in his death, God will ground us firmly in eternal glory in the age to come. Today is a time of struggle and trials, but it's all temporary. God's promise is that there is future glory. And the story of Christ is the story of believers who are united to Christ, who are in him. And that story involves entering into suffering that we might be received in glory. You see, through suffering to glory is a biblical theme that we see repeated in Scripture and ultimately fulfilled in Christ. And that's why Peter said in chapter 4, verse 13, "Rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." When is his glory going to be revealed? Well, at the dawning of the age to come, not now. And again, notice how words like this put the kibosh on health and wealth and prosperity preaching. Rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. So today we suffer, but we do so with an eye to the future, knowing that eternal glory is waiting, knowing that Christ's victory over sin and over Satan assures us of our victory. And today already we get a measure of the fulfillment of God's promise. Today when we pray to the Lord for strength in the battle, he promises to give it. And with the Spirit and with the Holy Word too, he'll help us to do battle with the enemy. That helps us in our suffering and in our struggle. That helps us to persevere, to keep going, knowing that the time will come when the battle is completely over and we can rest eternally from spiritual warfare. In the age to come, there will be no more warfare. There will be peace eternal. The suffering and struggle here is but for a little while. The glory that's waiting for us will last forever. And to get there, to persevere in all of this, what do we need? Well, we need faith. We need to focus on God. We need to focus on his promises. Now, 2 Corinthians 1:20 says that all of God's promises are yes and amen in Jesus Christ. And in Hebrews 3, verse 1, and in Hebrews 12, verse 2, we're encouraged to fix our eyes on Christ, to fix our gaze on him. Just like the people of Israel fixed their gaze on the bronze serpent in the wilderness, and so were healed and saved from death, so also we have to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ and look to him alone. That's why verse 11 ends our passage with what we call a doxology. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. These are words of praise and glory to God. Peter gives this specific doxology because he wants to draw the thoughts and hearts of believers upwards to a sovereign God who's in control of everything, who cares for them. Sure, the truth is that we have an enemy. This passage makes that very clear. The devil hates us. He has a terrible plan for our lives. That's all true. But guess what? We have a God who has the power. We have a God who has called us effectively. We have a God who loves us deeply in Christ Jesus. We have a God who has adopted us into his family, who has become our Father, who has made us his children and heirs. We have a God who has a hand of power and a heart of love. And to this, with Peter, we can say, amen. It's true. It's certain. It's dependable. There's no doubt about it. Against a sovereign, loving God, the devil can do nothing. In fact, the Word of God tells us that apart from God, the devil can do absolutely zero to us. You know, Martin Luther once said that even the devil is God's devil. Even the devil is on God's chain. The devil is under God's control. The devil can do nothing to us apart from God. If you want to see an example of that, well, you look to the beginning of the book of Job. Before the devil could even lay a hand on Job, he had to go to God and he had to ask permission to be able to do that. Yeah, we should never underestimate the power and strength of our enemy. Our sovereign God has him on a short chain, and even though that's true, he still has power to destroy lives, to destroy them eternally. He's a defeated enemy, and he knows it. The war has been won, but yet individual battles rage on, and Satan has nothing to lose. So he rages with all his might in a last-ditch effort to mess up God's work of salvation. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, trusting in God and in his word and in his promises, trusting in Christ, we can and we will resist him. We won't fear when we hear his roar. We won't fear when we see him prowling around. We'll resist him boldly and steadfastly because we have the weapons and we have the army. We have the best commander an army could have. We have all we need to see this enemy go down to eternal defeat. When we began earlier this week, considering this passage, looking at the man-eaters of Tsavo and how Colonel John Henry Patterson went after them and shot and killed those two lions. Well, Colonel John Henry Patterson had a 303 rifle, but we have something way better. We have the Word of God. We have nuclear firepower. And so we can make those old words of Martin Luther in his hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." We can make those words our own. This is what Luther wrote. "And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God has willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him." You know, on this theme of spiritual warfare, there's a number of resources that I can recommend to you. I want to just draw your attention to a couple of books that I've found really helpful on this subject. One is by an author by the name of David Powelson. His name is spelled his last name Powlison, David Powelson. And his book is called Power Encounters, Reclaiming Spiritual Warfare. Now, his book is out of print, but you can find used copies on the internet if you go to abooks.com, places like that. David Powelson, Power Encounters, Reclaiming Spiritual Warfare. And the programs this week, I haven't really talked about, you know, competing ideas about spiritual warfare and what it involves, you know, casting out demons and exorcisms and all those sorts of things. David Powelson deals with those things in his book, and I think he does a very good job of addressing those sorts of issues. So I'd highly recommend that book to you. The title again, David Powelson, Power Encounters, Reclaiming Spiritual Warfare. The other book that I want to recommend to you is a book by D. Martin Lloyd-Jones called The Christian Soldier. And in that book, D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, the famous British preacher, deals with Ephesians 6 and the armor of the Christian soldier. And so, of course, he deals with spiritual warfare there as well, the spiritual warfare that we face against Satan. D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, The Christian Soldier. I'll have both of these books also mentioned on the blog, gospeltalkradio.blogspot.com. So if you didn't manage to hear, get them down, you can always check it out there. Tomorrow on Gospel Talk, I'm going to have Pastor Chris Gordon with me, and we're also going to be talking about spiritual warfare, having our Friday roundtable discussion on this subject. So I do hope you'll tune in. Till then, may God continue to richly bless you.
It was great that you could join us today for Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. This program has come to you today through the generous support of the Yarrow Canadian Reformed Church. You can find the church in Yarrow at 42285 Yarrow Central Road. Worship services are at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. every Sunday. You can find more information about the Yarrow Canadian Reformed Church at the website www.yarrow.canrc.org. That website again, www.yarrow.canrc.org. If you'd like more information on the program, please drop us a line through the mail. Gospel Talk, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, B.C. The postal code V2Z1B3. That address again, Gospel Talk, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, B.C. Postal code V2Z1B3. You can drop us a line by email, gospeltalk@hotmail.com. Again, that's gospeltalk, all one word, at hotmail.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-866-288-1087. Again, that number, 1-866-288-1087. We trust that this program has helped you to fix your eyes on Jesus Christ again today. This has been Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. And be sure to stay tuned tomorrow morning at 8:30 for Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, right here on AM 550 KARI.